It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, and it's time for Bay Curious, where we answer your questions about the Bay Area. For this week of holiday travel, we have two transportation questions. First, let's talk freeway names. The question from one of our listeners is about the numbers. Why so many of the Bay Area freeways end in 80? 280, 880, 580, 380? Here to answer that is transportation editor Dan Brecky. Dan, why are we stuck in the 80s?
Well, we have just one interstate highway coming into the Bay Area. That's Interstate 80. And then we have a bunch of roads that are connected to it that are also big freeways and are called interstates. Now, under the formal numbering system, these three-digit numbers that begin with an even number are supposed to be loop routes that go around the region. So we have 280 and 680. And then the routes that have three-digit numbers that begin with an odd number are supposed to be spurs, like 380 that connects San Francisco International Airport with Interstate 280.
Yeah, but 580 feels more like a loop, the way it goes up and all the way out to the Central Valley.
That's right. You're picking up on something that's pretty arbitrary here, where 580 begins out on Interstate 5 in San Joaquin County and goes all the way up to US 101 in Marin. So that doesn't really describe a spur, at least in my book, or yours, it sounds like. And then we've got 880, which is another example of this.
Definitely not a loop.
Right. It goes from the MacArthur Maze all the way down to downtown San Jose, where it meets Highway 17.
No hard feelings, but that is my least favorite freeway in the Bay Area. It is full of potholes. You change lanes. You feel like you're rocking in a boat.
I think you have lots of company.
So that's the Nimitz Freeway. And I always wonder, why is it called the Nimitz Freeway? Who was he? And what did he do to deserve all those potholes? And
he didn't do anything to deserve potholes. It was named after Admiral Chester Nimitz, who was one of the heroes of World War II. He led the United States naval forces in the Pacific.
All right. KQED transportation editor Dan Brecky, safe driving.
You too. Watch out for those potholes on the Nimitz.
Thanks.